From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Qantas Airways has grounded its fleet of Airbus A380s following an engine explosion during a flight from Singapore to Sydney today. Shortly after takeoff, passengers aboard Qantas Flight 32 heard a bang and then heard the captain make this remarkably calm announcement, which was recorded on a cell phone.
I do apologise. I'm sure you are aware we have a technical issue with our number two engine. We have dealt with the situation at the moment. The aircraft is secure at this stage. We're going to have to hold for some time whilst we do lighten our load by dumping some fuel and a number of checklists we have to perform.
That recording was acquired by the BBC. The plane landed safely back in Singapore. Debris was found on an island nearby. The Airbus A380 has been in commercial operation since 2007. It is the largest passenger jet in the world, a double-decker, four-engine aircraft. Andy Pastor covers aviation safety for the Wall Street Journal. He joins us from Milan in Italy, where he's attending the annual International Air Safety Seminar. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Qantas says the plane suffered significant engine failure. How much do we know about what actually happened?
The investigators are still trying to determine precisely what happened, but just from the pictures that have become public, it suffered what's called an uncontained engine failure, which means that something happened which really shouldn't happen on a modern jet. High velocity rotating parts from inside the engine broke out and actually punctured and damaged and tore off a big chunk of the covering of the outside of the engine.
Qantas grounded its fleet of the planes. What about reaction from other airlines that fly A380s?
The Qantas move was quite surprising because it came so quickly. No one really knows what happened. The other carriers, Lufthansa and Singapore, the Emirates and Air France, KLM, which also fly 380s, have not grounded any of their aircraft. They're all, of course, looking very carefully at what the investigation may show. Some of the planes have the same Rolls-Royce engines that the incident plane had, and others have a different type of engine.
Now, this isn't just a plane. This is a huge plane. There was a lot of fanfare surrounding its introduction, and some would see it as the future of a plane. Describe it for us. What's it like, the A380?
It's really iconic in the industry. It's a double-decker. The wings are so huge that when you sit or look out from the windows on the top deck, you literally cannot see anything other than the wings. So it's much bigger, much heavier, much more powerful than any other aircraft, and it has a kind of an aura about it. And I believe that's why there's so much attention being paid to this engine failure. These kinds of engine failures are very rare, but they do happen. They happen on Boeing 747s. They happen on smaller planes. They're investigated. But this is generating much more attention because of the plane, because of the route, because of the uncertainty surrounding the economics of the plane. And there's just something about 380s, as the chairman of Air France said today, that just captures people's imagination.
And is this at all precedented? Are there other past problems with the Airbus A380?
There have been relatively minor problems of the kind that you'd expect in a new aircraft, including two engine problems which didn't result in any damage to the engines, but meant that the pilots shut them down. The plane can fly on two engines, it can fly on three engines, and particularly if it's just returning to an airport that's only 15 or 20 minutes away, as was the case here, it really is designed to withstand an engine failure.
What does this incident say about whether the next generation, the new generation of huge passenger jets, are just as safe as the planes they are taking over from?
For four decades, each generation of jets has been much safer and much more reliable than the models they replace. And I think this incident is making people at least think about the notion that that may not continue, that for a variety of reasons, it may be that these planes and some others that Boeing is working on may not be such a jump in safety from the models they replace.
Andy Pastor, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks very much.
Andy Pastor, senior special writer for The Wall Street Journal.